The Raven and the Blues on BFBS Radio 2.
Thank you. like a stunt. It's the Raven and the Blues, and it's new time on a Friday evening. Because there's only one play out on FM now across the week, I can actually say it's 8 minutes past seven on this Friday evening, unless, of course, you're listening to it as a listen again, or, of course, unless you're one of the 5,000 or so who listen to the programme as a podcast, downloadable to your computer or MP3 player, however you're listening. Welcome to the show. Opening up with somebody we played for the first time last week, that's Ollie Brown, and taken from his new sampler, which he recorded in the States during the month of August. And that one, I think, was recorded... he was playing a great pop festival, or a great blues festival, Pinedale Blues Festival in Wyoming. I don't think it was recorded there. It sounds like a club gig, that. And that was with Blind Dog Smoking. Of course, it is a club, I've just seen. At Ziggy's is in the USA. Recorded in August of this year. That's Empty Arms. And as I mentioned last week when I was playing the first track ever from Ollie Brown, he's just 17 years old. Great, great guitar player. You'll learn more about him on the Raven and the Blues website. If there's somebody just starting and cutting their teeth in their early days of blues, here's somebody who's going to be my guest in about 10 days' time, and it's been around a little while longer.
My great-grandma told me when I was young, keep a song in your heart and a truth on your tongue, and you'll be walking in tall cotton all your days. You be walking tall cotton all your days. Well, the years rolled by and I done all I could to follow her advice, and it turned out good. I've been walking in tall cotton all of my days. I've been walking tall cotton all of my days. Told my good friend Zora on the telephone, though the past is gone and the future's unknown, you'll be walking in tall cotton all of your days. Child, you'll be walking tall cotton all your days. Me place full of joy, so baby, please don't quit me. I'll be walking with you in tall cotton all our days. We'll be walking in tall cotton all our days. It's a long way to heaven, and then again, it's here and now. If you know where to find it, my great grandma told me how you be walking tall cotton all your days. That's what she said. You be walking tall cotton all your days. Another thing she told me when I was a child, keep a shiny pair of shoes, child, you'll always be in style. You'll be walking tall cotton all your days. Yeah, you'll be walking tall cotton all your days. You'll be walking tall cotton all your days.
That just so lovely. Looking forward to him being a guest on the program. I think it could be next week. It may be the week after. The actual arrival date to the studio here to do the recording is a fraction vague. It's not vague. It's just that it's impractical, I think. He's coming down from Warwick down to the studio here at Hampton Court and then going back up to Bradford. And that, to me, smacks of a long-distance runaround, in a sense, and I'm sure there must be a better date. So we've left it with him and his management, whether he wants to do that, and make like a 400-mile trip, or come a little bit later. But either next week or the week after, Eric Bibb will be my guest on the programme. That's taken from his brand-new CD, Diamond Days, and it's lovely stuff. As to Walter Trout, I'm not quite sure what's going to happen with that. We had to cancel it because I was away, and still am away, in France, and hopefully we'll have Walter Trout towards the month of October. If you want to find out, actually, no, I'll give you more information a bit later on about where I am, what I'm doing, and where you can see the photographs of where I am in France, but I'll tell you more about that. You might need a pen and paper. Let's move on and stay into the UK now. I was going to say stay in the UK. Eric Bibb, although American, does live here in the UK. In the UK, Paul Lamb and the Kingsnakes, the guy who regularly picks up the Best Harmonica Player in the UK award, and this is taken off their album I'm on a Roll. It's called Swingin'. Oh, song was recorded about this time last year. It's been on sale now for most of 2006. Paul Lamb, together with the band The Kingsnakes, I'm on a Roll is the CD, and that's a track written by Paul, and it's called Swingin'. He, alongside the Hamsters, who we actually haven't featured for a while, we really must, and also the band Beaver that we featured last week, are a typical kind of the, there's about, I would think, 70 or 80 really hard-working, fine blues and rock bands who are in regular work in the UK, which is good news, enough to keep the wolf from the door, so to speak, anyway. Moving on now to another guest on the programme. 5 months ago? This year has flown by. It must be something to do with age, I think. Yeah, it must be about 5 months ago that we had huge fun welcoming to the studios here and playing tracks of his latest album, Mantras from Mad Men. That was Harry Manx.
Nature made me what I am now, where every wrinkle is a furrow of time's plow, and in my veins where the acid flow. On my head, yeah, I wear snow. Though I alter, this remains the same, loving you in any frame. Only frailty, yeah, that I see is that my shadow changes, all that's in me. So many times I'd loved you, yeah, before I knew your name. Voice as soft as worship, yeah, I was drawn into the flame. Oh, stay, ever there was a beauty. Stay, yeah, oh, which I'd seen. Stay, yeah, I might lose my way. And it was a dream. Oh, and that's about the lot. Heavens laugh now to see me languishing. Oh, and miss a shot. If not for you, it might be that I'd be where desperate men live. Not for you, it might be that I be where fools die, where fools die. Oh, oh, where fools die, where fools die. Oh, oh, where fools die. Thank you.
memories and memories flooding back. It was a great, great session. On harmonica there, Steve Mariner. Steve was here on the day that Harry Manx came to the studios. And it's just a joy to watch because, as you could hear there, that harmonica playing was sort of so empathetic. It just sort of works. And watching Harry singing, and I was trying to work out when I went to open the microphone for Steve, and I could just see Harry sort of vaguely look up, and then Steve just leant into his microphone. If you haven't heard the session, you can do so. Go to the Raven and the Blues website. That's bfbs.com/R&B, and just look for Harry Manx. You'll see all the photographs of all the guests here to the studio. You'll see all the same backdrop. It's the top deck of a boat. Always the same microphone, the one I'm talking into now, but only the guest changes. Look for the Harry Manx one. Click on the link underneath and you'll be able to hear the whole programme. A joy to hear. There's been some really, really fine sessions. Doc Span and Matthew Sang a couple of weeks ago. Not a couple of weeks ago. Last week. And then before that, of course, Joe Bonamassa and then Eric Bibb coming soon. And also, and a few more names which I won't throw into the pot straight away. Ladies, Jennifer Magnus is probably the correct description of the name. It's not probably, it is the correct. It's written Janiva, and being a restrained Brit, I would call it Geneva. But of course, every time I hear my fellow DJs on the internet doing blues and playing Jennifer Magnus, they always pronounce her Geneva. Do I Move You is the album. Yes, you do, Geneva. This is Bad Blood.
Bye.
old favourite of the programme. Not that she's old, but she's a favourite, Jennifer Magnus. Do I Move You, her album, which came out at the beginning part of this year on Northern Blues Records. And that's, I mean, I think I've one, two, three, four. That's the sixth track we played from it. That's called Bad Blood. Here's somebody we featured for the first time last week, made his debut on the programme, a gentleman of, well, he must be in his late 70s, I guess, certainly because he started recording, his career started back in 1940, 66 years ago, so even making him starting at 10, that makes him 76. His name is Piney Brown. It's a great, great album. You heard me raving about it last week. Here is another track from it. This one is called In the Evening.
Sunset. You got to talk about it. In the evening, Lord, in the evening, the people's when the sun goes down. In the evening, say when the sun goes down, goes sinking down. Ain't it lonesome if your woman, hey, she's not around when the sun go down? You know the sun rise in the east and it sets back in the west. You know the sun rises and rises and sets back in the west. West. Ain't it hard to tell, so hard to tell, which woman gonna treat you the best when the sun goes down? Now I'm sitting here and I'm rocking and I'm thinking to myself, people, I'm sitting here rocking. I'm thinking to myself, you know I'm feeling all alone. You know it's hard to tell, so hard to tell, which woman gonna treat you the best? I'm hoping the sun will go down. Listen, 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 people, can't you hear my lonesome song? You hear the song? You got to listen, 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 listen. So can't you hear my lonesome song? I'm all alone. Gonna be hard to carry on. In the evening when the sun goes down. Hey, when the sun goes down. Sitting here rocking, rocking. You know I'm going away. You know I'm sitting here rocking, rocking. People's I'm going away. Well, I may be back to see you again someday. In the evening when the sun go down. When the sun go down. Goodbye, 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 rocking chair. Yes, I'm going away. Oh, rocking chair. Ooh, goodbye, goodbye, goodbye. No, I'm going away. I'm going away. Well, I may be back to see you again someday. In the evening when the sun go down. The sun go down.
He has what is called a lived-in face. His name is Piney Brown. The album is One of These Days. That's a track he originally recorded back in the 1950s, called In the Evening When the Sun Goes Down. It's a great, great album. It's out on, what record label is it? It's Bone Dog Records. You'll find a link on the Raven and the Blues site if you want to follow and learn more about Piney Brown. It's just gone 7:30 on this Friday evening, if you're listening on FM. I'm sorry, it's a novelty of a new time, actually. We'll soon stop it, because if you're listening on your as a podcast or as a listener again, that makes a mockery of the whole thing. But it could well be, and it's suddenly occurred occurred to me that because the Raven and the Blues has been on the Saturday and Thursday repeat for 8 years now, and so consequently it could well be I've lost some audience. If you've made the transition, thank you. It could also I've gained some new audience who normally only listen on a Friday evening and suddenly thinking, what's all this new stuff? Well, my name is Dave Raven. It's the Raven and the Blues. Dave.Raven@bfbs.com if you want to drop me a line. Love to hear from you. And the website, of course, bfbs.com/R&B. Thanks for the emails. Last week I mentioned I'd got my new microphone, the American microphone made by a company called Heil, and it's the Pro 40. And I got a stack of emails from people saying, hey, it sounds so much cleaner and nicer. I love it. It's a great, great microphone. And it's like musicians, I suppose. You know, you have your favourite guitar, and DJs and presenters do have favourite microphones. This is now my favourite. Let's go to Spain, Barcelona, and a band called The Lazy Jumpers.
You don't do it to me too many times. I can't take it, just can't take it no more. Gotta stand there like I think it's fine. I should be walking out of that door. So come on, girl, you get it one more chance. Oh, honey, you better
Harmonica, Blas Picon from Catalunya, and from Catalan, he's not Catalunya, and also on vocals. And the other Spanish guy in the band is Mario Cobo. And then two gentlemen from, I think it's Yugoslavia, that's Milosevic, and also Ivan Kovacevic on upright bass. Otherwise, the Lazy Jumpers, that's the easy part. Their album is Bad Luck, Turn My Back on You, and that is a great track, which is called Too Many Times. Here's Dave Gross reappearing on the programme. We played him first on the show about a month or so ago, thereabouts. Here he is with the great T-Bone Walker number called I Know Your Wig Has Gone.
You go into a drugstore, say you won't belong. You come back 30 minutes later and you wanna know what's wrong. I'll take you out to dinner. Everything you do is wrong. This is strictly confidential, baby. I think your wig is gone. Now I don't wanna be too hasty and things I say and do, but if it's not asking too much, baby, please tell me what's wrong with you. Somebody told you to be different, but they sure did tell you wrong. Cause when you start assaulting me for my golden mama, I know your wig is gone.
Is called the Duke's Mood Room. What a great name. Which is in Pawtucket on Rhode Island. Duke is Duke Robillard, who produced the album. There you heard Dave Gross. Take the Gamble is the album. Nearly all Gibson guitars, one of whom was Duke Robillard's, until Dave Gross said, "I'm sorry, I'm going to have to buy that off you." Duke very kindly allowed him to buy it. It's a nice album, Take That Gamble. And there he is with the old T-Bone Walker number called I Know Your Wig Has Gone. It's the Raven and the Blues on BFBS Radio 2 with its new time and a slightly shorter duration as well, because we've now got a news in this hour, so we're coming out at about 58 minutes rather than the usual 60. Let's move now to another guest on the programme, going back to much earlier on this year, and from the south part of the UK as well. Papa George, taking this time from the album Being Free Ain't No Crime. Here he is with somebody who I'd love to have as a guest on the show, Paul Williams. Papa George and Paul Williams together with this one called Win or Lose.
So I wanted more, I could. lose control. I get the feeling I'm gonna win, I'm gonna lose. I did my time living on that line. It's the all alive and new. Now I'm a different man. I'm doing the best I can. I'm gonna win. I've given everything. Talk. She walked the streets down in old New York. She tried to tell me her life was sweet. She didn't know it's a one-way street. I get the feeling I'm gonna win, I'm gonna lose. All right now. Best I can. I'm gonna win. I've given everything. Now I'm a man with a point of view. I can't go back. I got to see it through. Don't wanna live with no alibis. It's been so long. I was hypnotized. Now I'm gonna feel it. I'm gonna win. I'm gonna lose.
From the deep south of London, actually Wandsworth, just about. That's Papa, actually, and I don't think it is Wandsworth, I think I'm doing a disservice. I think it's SW15 anyway. That's Papa George off the album Being Free Ain't No Crime, and there he is with Paul Williams, and that is called Win or Lose. Here's somebody who's rapidly become a favourite on the programme since I got the album about 2 months ago. His name is James Hunter. We've already featured a couple of tracks from his great, great new CD called People Gonna Talk, and anybody of an age or who can remember going back if their parents played you things like Sam Cooke and all of the great soul records of the 1960s. James Hunter's voice, his inflection, the way he writes, everything is just, well, it's just kind of Sam Cooke, isn't it? This is called Watch and Chain.
Belongs to you. If I had money, baby, you could have it too. You know all my time is yours to claim, but I won't be led around by the watch and chain. So come on, come on, come on, come on, baby. My love, the strongest in the land. I don't want it here, no maybe. You got my future in your hand. Whoa. Pride may come before a fall, but darling, I could only climb so high on no pride at all. So I can keep my pride if it's all the same. And I won't be led around by the watch and chain. So come on, come on, come on, come on, baby. My love, the strongest in the land. I don't wanna handle maybe. You cha-ching. Yeah, so come on, come on, come on, come on, baby. My love the strongest in the land. I don't wanna hear no maybe. You got my future in your hand.
Chair dancing there. Credit to Tony Sadler-Denison, who I think invented the phrase. Chair dancing away to James Hunter. People Gonna Talk is the album, and that is called Watch and Chain. I wonder what sort of stage show he does. I wonder whether it's just like going back to the 60s, except with slightly more modern equipment. I'd love to see him working live. Although he's a Brit, he spends, I think, all of his time now in the States, and you can see why with a voice like that. Okay, let's go back in time now. Nearly everything we've played on the programme so far has been released in the last, well, I suppose, year or so. And so let's really go back to the 1950s and a great blues number from a girl called Helen Humes.
Man, but I'm scared to call his name. Yes, I'm crazy about a married man, but I'm scared to call his name. I can't get him when I want him. Swears he wants me for himself. Yes, that man loves me. He pets me and swears he wants me for himself. Then he goes right around the corner, tells that same lie somebody else. Ain't that just like a man? Nah, gee, but I'm lonesome, 'cause I'm sleeping by myself. Yes, I say, don't you girls feel lonesome when you're sleeping yourself? And you know the one you love is sleeping with somebody else. Now, some girls crave high yellows, but I'll take my blacks and browns. 'Cause you can't tell the difference when the sun goes down. That's the truth, baby. I'll declare I wouldn't lie. But if I don't love my baby,
great vocal arrangement. 1948 is the year. New York, the location where it was recorded, and that's a track that she wrote herself. Helen Humes and the Great Married Man Blues. Okay, from 1948, definitely by far and away the oldest track on the programme, right up to date again now with the new album from the band Roadhouse. The CD is called Broken Land, and here they are with a very different version of the U2 original. I still haven't found what I'm looking for.
Mm-hmm.
Was a different version. That's Roadhouse featuring Mandy and Fiona on vocals, and I still haven't found what I'm looking for, and that's almost it for the Raven and the Blues, the shortened edition. Let's go out with this one, which I changed the order, but I think it's worth a play. Eddie Cleanhead Vinson, and this is called Kidney Stew Blues. dave.raven@bfbs.com. bfbs.com/R&B. Have a great week. I'll talk to you in a week's time.
Save your money and keep your peace of mind.